Seamus Toomey from Black Club Chicago with our extremely local news report today. Good morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's talk about the good news out of Pilsen first. What's happening there?
Absolutely. Actually, a couple of great stories going on in Pilsen. The first one is the El Paseo Community Garden, which is a, as it sounds, it's a community garden at 947 West Cullerton Street. It is expanding. It just got a word from the city council that the lot next door to it, a vacant lot next door to it, is going to be turned over to them. It used to be the home to Lowenthal Metals, which was a smelting plant in Pilsen that shut down, and then it burned down, and then the EPA came and cleaned it up in 2013. And they've really, it's not a real big lot, but it took a ton of work to get all of the pollution out of it. And they are now turning it over to the community garden, which is run by neighbors in the area. They've already they've got gardening sites. They've got a building there for education. They bring kids in there. They teach them about gardening and about the natural environment. And this is really going to allow them to more than double the size of the park. It's right next door. They have used it a little bit, knowing that someday this could come. But now it's officially theirs. There's no concerns anymore that it could be sold to a developer and squeeze the garden in. Mm-hmm. And they're excited about it. They don't know precisely how they're going to use it, but they're going to bring people, the neighbors in, the community in, to talk about it, ask for suggestions, and then work from there. So El Paseo Community Garden is getting bigger.
Cool. That's 947 West Cullerton. And good news for the National Museum of Mexican Art, too, huh?
Yeah, that's, you know, not far away. That's located at 1852 West 19th Street, also in Pilsen. This is a museum that's it's moved a bit around the city. It settled in Pilsen about 20 years ago, and it, like other cultural institutions, have been struggling. It is, in fact, still shut down because of the pandemic, but it just got word yesterday that it's getting a $3.5 million grant from the Ford Foundation to help secure its long-term future. This was the biggest one-time gift that this museum has ever received. It was one of just a handful of gifts that the Ford Foundation gave out yesterday as part of its America's Cultural Treasures Plan. And the goal, obviously, and especially nowadays, is to try to keep these places afloat and give them mm-hmm. some financial footing for the long term. So, yes, the museum, they've still been doing some online shows. You can check it out online, but they hope to reopen, and they hope to put a lot of this money potentially into an endowment so they can start making money off of that money and keeping it alive for years to come.
Yeah, well, that grant definitely comes in handy now. And do people know about this 300-acre Big Marsh Park on South Stony Island? What's happening with that?
I don't know if enough people do, Bob. This is really one of my favorite Chicago stories that's been going on. And it's been going on for a couple of years because it's such a massive project. But this is called the Big Marsh Park. It's on the southeast side. It's at 115th and Stony Island. And it used to be a slag dump, and, you know, just an industrial waste dump. And the park district now owns it. It's their largest natural site. And they've just been working and working and working to turn it into a place for recreation. It has been, for the most part, remediated for the environmental concerns, at least half of it. They're working on the other half. That involved just pouring clay on the top and essentially capping some of the pollutants underneath it. But on Friday, they opened up a brand new BMX bike trail. I think you and I ought to hit that one day, Bob. I'd probably last about 10 minutes before I was in the hospital, maybe less.
Yeah, you and me both.
Yeah, but it's, you know, the kids can jump. They've got they're building larger bike paths. There's an environmental center that just opened. That's really a gorgeous design, and as well as just walking paths and this big, beautiful wooden sculpture that greets people at the entrance, sort of gives them their bearings a little bit, because, like I said, this is 300 acres. It is a ton of space, and really the goal is to make this a gateway for the southeast side of Chicago, give them some, you know, a great natural setting to walk around, draw some people into the area, and but I would say, you know, most importantly, just for to get this land back from just all of the pollutants that have been piled on it for 100 years from the all the industry down there. It's still developing, but it's open now. A lot of the paths and trails are open, and you certainly can hit the jump paths of the BMX bike if you dare.
So eventually is the hope there that all 300 acres will be Chicago Park District land, Park District recreation activities there?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the plan. They've got to finish some more of the remediation before they can continue to build. But the idea is it'll all be Park District land. It'll all have connecting bike paths. There's some water down there as well. So I'd be really excited to see when it's fully grown out in a few years. Just you know how much fun it is. It's the Big Marsh Park, the city's secret in the South Deering neighborhood.
Love it. More at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey. Thanks, Seamus. Have a great day.
Okay, Bob, you too. Thanks.